Strange Adventure. The fog swayed and drifted in lazy streamers across the still waters of Cataloochee Swamp. All was quiet, waiting the dawn. Tall, gangling Toby Supple walked along one of the winding paths beneath the cypress trees, stopping now and then to gaze searchingly into the sluggish waters of the bayou. He knew and loved Cataloochee, understanding her many moods. But the men of the swamp didn't understand Toby, for he was not a drinking, roistering man like themselves. Big Ben Sublet clomped up the trail behind Tony. He grabbed the slender youth's shoulder and spun him around.
Listen, swamp boy. You stay away from my gal, Lucy Darvan.
I don't know as there's any law saying I can't talk to her.
I'm saying you can't. You gotta fill up with your crazy stuff about the swamp being peaceful and beautiful, and that you and the animals understand each other. Last week, when you stayed in the swamp, she wouldn't listen to me. Not only that, she said she missed you.
Well, I missed her, too. She's the only one I think more than I do the swamp and its animals.
The bully shook Toby till his head flopped back and forth.
Don't tell me what kind of craziness that is. I know. And I also know the swamp as well as you do. It's ugly. And the animals is mean. Everyone with any brains hates it. And I know the only reason you spend so much time in there, but never trap, is because you're hunting for that old Spanish treasure that was supposed to be buried there 200 years ago.
That's not so, Ben.
Don't lie to me. I trailed you last week, and I know you went toward that big cypress we call the King in the center of the swamp. That treasure's around there, and you want to get it to make a big spread before Lucy. But you ain't going to get the chance. I'm going to get that treasure, and I'm going after it now.
There's no treasure around the King Cypress. Nothing but quicksand. You get near there, and you'll be a goner.
Don't try to keep me away with that old light.
Big Ben drew back his fist, sending a crashing against Toby's jaw. The slender youth slumped to the trail. Ben stalked into the swamp, not bothering to look back.
An hour later, Toby regained consciousness. He shook himself and got to his feet. Slowly, his thoughts settled back to normal. Then he realized that if he hurried, he might overtake Ben. He dashed through the swamp as fast as he could. At a deep stream, an alligator was sunning itself, but Toby passed safely. At last, he reached the King Cypress. The quagmire around it was the same as ever, except that Big Ben's hat was floating on the surface. Toby gazed silently. His telling Ben the truth had brought unsought revenge, and Ben's greed had delivered to Toby a treasure greater than Spanish gold, the love for Lucy and himself. This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Silent Sentinel, our next tale of strange adventure.